2. A Night in Shining Bell Bottoms. Mom, Chris, and I waited 3 years for a miracle to sweep us off our lonely, displaced feet. And then one day, in June of 1974, it pulled into our driveway behind the wheel of a flesh-toned 1949 Willys Jeep. In my memory from that evening, I am standing under the awning of our black-and-white ranch house at 1537 Richmond Drive. A sprinkler on the front lawn sends cool mist across my toes. Fresh out of the bath and dressed in a pair of summer-weight PJs, I smell like Johnson's baby powder and No More Tears shampoo. My hair, still light enough to be considered strawberry, skims the tops of my shoulder blades. In the hazy light of early summer, I see my brother come flying down the sidewalk on his red Schwinn fastback with the sparkly banana seat. He's wearing a pair of tattered cutoffs and a tank top that says Lifeguard Waikiki Beach. At 7 years old, he is my own personal blue-eyed Dennis the Menace, who likes to wipe dentine gum on his butt crack and give it to me to chew. He pedals his bike as fast as he can, shouting, "That guy you're going dancing with is coming in fast!" The sight of my brother's skinny legs pumping makes my mom rush into the house for one last peek at her outfit for the night, a tight denim vest over a peasant blouse with poofy see-through sleeves. Trailing her cloud of perfume, I follow her into the bathroom, where I find her opening her eyeshadow compact and sweeping a layer of turquoise across her lids. She squints into the mirror at her rosy cheeks, forest green eyes, and slightly gray, widely spaced teeth, then leans down to tattoo my cheek with a glossy, cherry red kiss. We emerge onto the porch just as the Jeep pulls into our driveway. A door opens, revealing a lanky, bell-bottomed leg. It's attached to a man wearing tinted eyeglasses, a tan leather jacket, and a silky, wide-collared shirt. I can't place him, but something about the man's warm brown skin and feathered blonde hair makes me think I have seen him before. Then he smiles, and a gold cap on his right top tooth summons a memory into my brain. I know the man from the boys' section at Van England's department store in downtown Twin Falls, where my mom takes me when she needs to buy my brother's plaid polyester pants and matching shirts. Whenever the man sees my mother, he compliments her new hair color, platform espadrilles, or jeans. My mom smiles all the way to the checkout counter and out in the parking lot to her beige Mercury Cougar.